What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is article of the week number 10. Today we're going to be reviewing and discussing an article titled The Truth About the Guardian's Plant-Based Ethics. And you can find this on the website tntwellnessandnutrition.com. And this basically outlines the whole, I guess, plant-based narrative that me and Tom have kind of been fighting against for a long time. And we've mentioned it on a few articles of the week so far, just the corruption in nutritional science and how it's easily bought off. So this is basically an article describing how you follow the money, and it shows why these news organizations promote plant-based ethics. And if you didn't know, The Guardian is kind of like the New York Times, but overseas, like I guess like Britain, what would you say?
The Guardian, like worldwide, is one of the top news organizations, if not like the biggest news organization, like on a global scale. They're up there.
They're huge. Yeah, exactly. So you might not know them if you're just in the U.S., but worldwide they're known. And this article just kind of outlines that they have a very far and wide reach, and them promoting a plant-based narrative has problems. Like specifically, it goes into something called editorial journalism. So people read The Guardian or The New York Times, and they almost just take everything as facts, as journalism. They kind of respect the name. But editorial journalism is basically an editor, so whoever's writing it, opinion. So it's not necessarily hard journalism. It's just some dude's opinion or some lady's opinion on a certain, you know, topic. And these opinions, at least in The Guardian's perspective, are made to look like facts. It's an effort to make us believe what that editor wants us to believe. So in words, it's just propaganda. And this, like I said, you follow the money. And Bill Gates has been in the news lately a lot for the... He's real big with the COVID vaccine. And it's always crazy to me. Not that I'm like anti-Bill Gates or anything, but this dude basically just wrote a computer program. It's weird that we rely on him for health information, don't you think? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I've been listening to him do a lot of interviews because he's been all over the place with the whole COVID vaccine, like the rollout and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of amazing just like how many different things that he's a part of. Like, I always thought he was just Microsoft up until like the last year. I'm like, wait, you have money in this? Like, you're invested in this? Like, he is everywhere now.
He's everywhere, yeah. And, like, I get it. If you have a computer virus, you want to, like, you know, text Bill Gates, that's probably a good bet. You know, he might be able to help you. But have you ever seen the dude? He's just a chubby old white guy. I would not go to that guy for any sort of health advice or diet advice at all. Like, that's not his specialty. That's not his field. So the fact that we go to him, or at least the big media go to him, for like, hey, what should we do with the vaccine? Hey, what should we do with our diet? It blows my mind. It makes no sense because that's not his field at all. But there is a reason he has this opinion, or at least there one of the reasons I think he has this opinion, because the Bill and Melinda Gates, and that's his wife, Foundation, they're a major public partner of The Guardian. And so they gave them money, and this allows The Guardian to do research and reporting and editorials, like I said earlier, that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do because they just don't have the funding. Basically, The Guardian is selling off their editorial efforts and space to those that want certain matters to be frequently covered and covered in a certain way. And that's a huge problem because Bill Gates has invested substantially in major vegan meat companies. think of like, what is it, the Beyond Burger, that type of stuff? Impossible Burger, is that it?
I think he's involved in both of them, actually.
Yeah, so those are the big ones you see at the store. He has money in those companies. And he's also large investors in many grain and seed companies around the world. So he has a vested interest in promoting people to go plant-based. Basically, the more plants and seeds we eat, the more money he makes. And people never think about that. They think he's some kind of like altruistic philanthropist. Like, oh, he's just donating money. It's like, don't get it twisted. He's getting this money back in other ways, you know?
Yeah. I guess like the spin on it that he's trying to make is, I made all this money and now I'm trying to get back to the world, make the world a better place. But I mean, while that may be true, it's also true that he's still making a lot of money. So all the money that he's giving back is kind of like an investment for him to make even more and more money.
Exactly.
But I don't want to say this is only true of The Guardian. I think this is true of most other news organizations. I mean, whenever you have something run by people, it's going to be biased. I think the only thing in the world that's not biased is math, because you're just talking about numbers and you can't really lie about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everything else is biased in some way or another, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Like you said, it's just a human flaw. And any industry where humans are running, it's going to be corrupt at some level. I think that's true. But there is another group that is promoting a plant-based narrative, and it's called the Open Philanthropic Project, just OPP. And this is founded and bankrolled by Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz. And this dude is very rich. He has a net worth of over $11 billion. And to date, The Guardian has received $1.8 million from OPP in support of their Animals Farm editorial. And this basically consists of a steady stream of articles that paint animal agriculture as inhumane, unhealthy, and dangerous to the environment. And it strongly advocates for vegan and plant-based life choices. So the OPP has a narrative it wants to push, and it pays The Guardian to make these editorial pieces basically saying cows are destroying the planet, saying that steak causes colon cancer. Those articles that you see all the time, they're funded by organizations like this who have an agenda. And the OPP has donated $120 million in the last 4.5 years to animal rights activism, vegan activism, and plant-based alternatives. So $120 million, that's a lot of money. And it's clear one big objective is to massively increase the awareness of their worldview. And their worldview is that farming animals is bad all around, and converting to a plant-based is the only solution. They fund undercover operations, protests, leaflet drops, surveys, media productions, lobbyist groups, policy change, and educational campaigns across the world. This is very well-funded marketing. And like I said, they want to increase their worldview. It's not the truth. It doesn't matter if it's facts. It's just their opinion, what they think is right. But it's presented in such a way in these newspapers that people who kind of just glance at it, and people who trust the name Guardian, think that it's all facts. You know, they think that cows are destroying the planet. They're not. They think that steaks cause colon cancer. They don't. But they're presented in such a way that it's very convincing for the layman just to believe what they want you to believe.
So how did Moskowitz get his money again?
Facebook.
Oh, okay. So you mean like that giant social media organization?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the biggest.
So Facebook owns Instagram as well, right?
Yep, they do.
Where do most people get their news from?
From Facebook and Instagram.
So you're telling me that they donate millions of dollars to a news organization, and then they also have ties to the biggest social media organizations out there that promote these things?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, honestly, that is some brilliance. Like, that is a great way to get your message out there.
Yeah.
I don't think there could be a better way.
No, you think of it, something with Apple, I think it's called vertical integration, where Apple controls every step of the process for, like, manufacturing an iPhone, or at least the vast majority of it. That's basically what they've done.
You're talking to Amazon right there. Amazon has mastered that.
Yeah, that's basically what they've done, but this is in the, like, information game. This is in the opinion game, and people just don't really, like, they don't understand that they want their narrative to become your worldview. They want to create more vegans. They want to create more plant-based whatever athletes out there. That's what they want to do. And like Tom said, Facebook and Instagram is where we see, or where the vast majority of us get our information, even if it is little snippets and little pictures and little infographs. But the thing is, if they don't agree with the information, you never see it. We all know that Facebook and Instagram censors information. That's a fact. It's been proven.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, like, I mean, everybody knows that, like, I'm really big into, like, the meat, carnivore diet, like, atmosphere. But I still get ads all the time on, like, my Facebook feed about different plant-based, like, supplements, a plant-based diet, because they know I'm into health. So they assume that I'm into plant-based stuff, even though I never click on it. I just scroll by. I never see, like, a milk-based protein supplement.
Nope.
Or just, like, a just an all-beef, like, protein supplement. I don't see advertisements for organ supplements, anything like that, even though that's what I'd be interested in.
Yeah, no, so exactly, that's true. And you don't see it because they don't agree with it. And that's a problem, you know. They're in control of what we see. And it's funny you say that. I literally today, I saw an Instagram ad. It was for, you know, the product or the brand Animal?
Oh, yeah, they have a plant-based, like, pack now of, like, 50 yeah. pills, mm-hmm. like, their style.
Yes, exactly. So it actually really bummed me out because Animal is a product. It's like back in the day, their one product was a big multivitamin for bodybuilders. At least that's what it was promoted for. So I took it. It was literally a pack of, like Tom said, of like 50 pills. But I saw their new thing today is a plant-based pill. And their commercial started with, we all know that getting greens is super important to be healthy. Something like that, right? And I was like, do we all know that? I was like, I don't know that. I was like, I actually think I know the exact opposite. Like, I was literally talking to myself in bed. Like, because it really irritated me. But that's how they get this misinformation out there.
Yeah, the first time I saw that ad, I thought the same exact thing. I was like, no, we do need that many greens. Because I don't remember the last time I consumed greens. And I'm kicking the most ass I ever have.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm over here eating no greens at all. And I'm killing the game. So it's just, it's whatever, you know. But it's just sad that they actually touched a company that I used to really like.
Well, this is what surprises me, is, like, how many vegans are really going to be buying supplements from Animal?
Oh, none.
Like, yeah, I think you need to come out with another company. Come out with, like, a sister company.
Yes, exactly.
Just to push those pills, because I don't think, like, that just seems so counterintuitive.
Yeah, no vegans are, I don't know what brands they buy, because I don't buy them, but they're not going to Animal.com for supplements, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But the gist of it is, The Guardian has become OPP's mouthpiece. That's what it is. It's a well-orchestrated propaganda machine. That's what it is. And The Guardian's Animals Farm editorial section, so again, remember that's the one funded by Bill Gates, that started in 2018, and it's already produced 223 articles in 2.5 years, and that's an article every 4 days. So it's a crazy pace. It's a ton of misinformation, literally basically twice a week an article. And something I've said a million times, how do you convince someone of a lie? Frequent repetition. So you repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. So this is propaganda masquerading as authentic journalism. It's not journalism at all. And that saying, repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. By the way, you know who mastered that no one wants to talk about? Is the Nazis. How do you think they convinced their entire country that Jews were a little off? Frequent repetition. The Nazis mastered it as far as propaganda, and now people like Bill Gates and The Guardian, they're using the same tactics. They just repeat this over and over, and if you see an article enough saying that, say, meat causes cancer, people start believing it.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the whole saturated fat causes heart disease. I mean, everybody believes that because they've heard it enough times.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just basically an enormous, well-orchestrated, well-funded plant-based agenda that's being pushed for by The Guardian. That's what it is. And it's no conspiracy. All you have to do is follow the money. That's all you have to do. And I want to just quote something real quick. So what is true journalism? So journalism's first obligation is to the truth, and its first loyalty is to citizens. Journalists must remain independent of those they cover and must serve as an independent monitor of power. Ethical journalism strives to ensure the free exchange of information that is accurate, fair, and thorough, end quote. So if the above is not respected, which it's not in these editorial pieces, then it's just propaganda. And people need to know that. Follow the money. This whole plant-based narrative is well-funded propaganda. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think this is true with pretty much every single news organization. Like I mentioned earlier, it's all done by people. Everybody's got an agenda that they're trying to push. Whether they're aware of it or not, I just think that's like human nature. So like pretty much this is what you have to do is you read one thing, you have to read something that's contradictory to it, and then look at the evidence. Actually look at the studies, look at what they're showing to see if it actually does make sense, if it does hold weight. Because I've seen plenty of times, I think we did an article of the week, probably like 10 articles ago, about how eggs cause diabetes.
Yep.
And if you look at the study, it was eggs in the form of a muffin cause diabetes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so it's not the eggs, it's that you're consuming all this sugar along with it. So it's like, there's always that bias, there's always that spin, so you kind of have to take a deeper look. I don't expect everybody to do that with every single topic. But if it's something that you're going to change your whole life and become a vegan over, it's like you might want to hear the other side of the argument, and you might want to like look into these studies to kind of see if it makes sense.
Yeah, to see if it actually holds water. And the sad thing is most people are never going to do that. And it's not that they're not smart enough. It's just simply they don't have the time to actually invest in this for most people. Like I've made the argument a million times. People have mortgages. People have kids to take care of. They have animals to take care of. Or whatever, your parents are old, they live with you, you have to take care of them. Do you really have time to read the, you know, the resources or the, what do you call it, references to articles? Most people don't, you know. That's why you have to rely on people like us and understand that we're trying our best. And if I ever did read a paper that kind of promoted plants in a way that actually was accurate, I would 100% report it, or maybe I shouldn't say report it, talk about it. And, you know, it's not that I'm inherently anti all this stuff. I just hate the spread of misinformation, and I know it works because I hear it all the time from people who honestly know jack shit about health, but they know plants are good. They know nothing about health, but they know saturated fat causes heart disease. And I'm like, man, you've been lied to so many times, you're just believing it. And it's honestly something I've been fighting against for years.
Yeah, I mean, like, unfortunately, you can't be an expert in everything, so... I mean, like, you can't be expected to know everything about everything, so I kind of understand that there are some times where you kind of have to expect the authority to have your best interests at heart, but yeah. Unfortunately, the authority is not always right.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, that's Article of the Week this week. I really did just summarize the article, but it is really good, so I recommend you go, and I'll have the link on the website, so go click it, give that author a few page views. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. And, yeah, you can find it at TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe, and share this with a friend or family member. You can find us pretty much anywhere podcasts are found. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.